Now I can actually start recording. But the but I want to summarize what we've done up until this point, so it's very, very clear. I think I succeeded in confusing more things than clarifying, so I apologize in advance. But let's so last night I had a big siyata d'shmaya that in addition to the what apparently were fleishik para burgers, I think they accidentally cooked them on the fleishik grill. So the in addition to that, they served pretzel buns. So we had just been talking about the bracha you make on a hot pretzel. So now we had a pretzel bun. So we'll start off just by saying l'kulei alma. We'll explain why pretzel buns are definitely a motzi, right? Definitely a motzi. Leis man depolig. Okay. So let's start where we started, and then we'll end off. Hopefully, everything will be nice and clear. We started discussing the issue that comes up at a kiddush. When you have a kiddush, so you have the issue of you're eating mizonos, let's say. You're having a piece of cake, you're having crackers, and you're then going to have a whole bunch of other foods. So we said that everybody agrees that if something's called pas habavikisnin, which is most mizonos outside of cereals and oatmeal and noodles and things like that, something's pas habavikisnin, if you're koveya se'uda on it, then you would have to wash before you eat it, make hamotzi, and then bench at the end. So then the question became, what constitutes koveya se'uda on pasaba bekisnin? So if you're just eating straight crackers, straight cake, then it might have to be a pretty decent amount. Some poskim say not so much, and some poskim say a lot more. Right, so let's say for argument's sake, using the klal of savig brachos la'akil, it would have to be the amount of flour or the amount of mizonos that you would eat. It basically would constitute a normal size meal. So if you're going to eat a whole normal size lunch or a normal size dinner out of crackers or out of cake, then you would have to wash and bench at the beginning and the end. That is the first rule. The thing is that most kiddushes, we don't just eat crackers, we don't just eat cookies and cake. We have the crackers, we have the cookies and cake. Thank you very much. And then we have other foods. We have a lot of chul with a lot of kugel. So there, that's subject to machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe is pretty adamant that if you are going to eat cake at the beginning of the meal, and he says dafka cake. Right, in the tshuva, I gave you that tshuva where he says kuf yud 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 kuf cake samach cakes. Right, so he says that if you're going to eat cake, if it's the amount of mizonos that would substitute for the amount of hamotzi you would eat at the beginning of a meal, even if the majority of your meal is going to be the shmorg, it's going to be the kugel and the cholent and the carving stations and everything else, still because you're starting off the meal with the pasah b'kisnin. As a substitute, let's say you sit down to a dinner, so they have these little things called dinner rolls. They're about the size of those pretzel buns we had last night, right? A dinner roll. What's the idea is that you sit down, this is not a Jewish thing per se. You sit down to dinner and you have a roll. That's your starter. Or you go to a restaurant and they put bread on the table, right? And that's your starter. So then the rest of the meal is the appetizer and the main and the dessert. So there you would wash on the bread. And you don't eat a ton of bread, but it's your kriya suda. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, if you're going to have cake in that same vein, you would then have to wash on the cake, make amotzi, and then bench at the end of the kiddush. Right? So that's if you eat a full meal at the kiddush. Whereas, just to clarify, if you want to be choshish for a Moshe Shita, you either can't fill up at the Kiddush, you can't eat too much food, it would have to be that you have some cake, and then you have a little bit of kugel, a little bit of cholent, not really to fill up the way we sometimes do at a Kiddush. And that's Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman has what's both a kula and a chumrah, as we'll clarify shortly, right? So he has a kula for Kiddushes. What's the kula? That if the mizonos you're having, it's not cakes balaz, right? Let's say it's crackers balaz. So the idea being that you're going to make a mizonos on a cookie or a piece of sweet cake. That cookie or sweet cake has no shaychus to the gefilte fish and the herring and the cholent and the kugel that you're going to eat afterwards. And therefore, that's not called kviya seuda on those foods. You're not eating the cake as a substitute for the bread that you would have had. You eat the dinner roll. So if you ever had a dinner roll, you had the pretzel buns last night, it's a very neutral taste. You have the sourdough, it's a very neutral flavor that everything goes with it. That's the whole idea of being kovea seuda on bread. And thus, if you're going to be kovea seuda at the kiddush, I'm sorry, if you're going to start off with a nice piece of babka or a piece of Shabbos cake, so that has no shaitas to the chulent that's going to come afterwards. And therefore, you would not have to wash and bench at the kiddush because the cake that you have is just to be yotze kiddush makom seuda, and everything else is just its own thing. And they don't join together. So far, so good? Okay. That is the first thing that we said. The flip side of that was that Rosh Shlomo Zalman creates a chumrah if you want to wash on these sweet challahs that we make. Right? So if you have a very sweet challah, let's say it's a chocolate chip challah or something to that vein. So normally I would say, all right, it's not such a big deal to make hamotzi on a chocolate chip challah, because essentially, even if you argue that the chocolate chip challah is really mizonos because it's really a piece of cake and not a piece of challah, so again, this is assuming that the dough is sweet and the chocolate chips are baked into the dough, not that you just put some chocolate chips on top at the end, right? There's a big difference. We didn't get into it much, but just to clarify, we're not really going to touch on that. Once something is bread, it's very hard to be mevatel the shame pas from it. Right, I mentioned that in passing in terms of the pre-made pizza crust. So no matter what bracha you hold, you make on pizza, if you buy a baked pizza crust and then you put sauce and cheese on top, that's the kuleyama, that's going to be hamotzi, right? Because it's already bread and then you're adding something and making it. It's like taking a grilled cheese, you take two pieces of bread and you make a grilled cheese sandwich, you didn't just change the bread into something else, it's still bread. Obviously, it's not a great example, but you understand the point. Fine. So the chocolate chip challahs and the designer sweet challahs. So according to Rav Moshe, no problem. You're eating it exactly the way you would eat bread during the meal, and thus your kovea seuda on the chocolate chip challah. You make a motzi and you bench at the end. You have no questions asked. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the chocolate chip challah has no shaykhus to anything else you can eat over the course of the rest of the meal. So you would, if you would hold that the bracha on a chocolate chip challah is mizonos, so then you can't really make your hamotzi on the chocolate chip challah at the beginning of the meal because now you're not really being kovea seuda on it, unless you're going to eat a ton of it, in which case you could make hamotzi on it also. So the chumrah of the day is that if you're going to make hamotzi on a chocolate chip challah, make sure to eat many pieces. Okay, that's our big chumrah for the day. So that the okay, so that was the first step. So then we tried to get a little bit further into how do we define pasa babikisnin versus pas. And we said there are two models, right? So model number one is that which is accepted in the Mogen Avram and the Taz, which is the three categories of pasa babikisnin. The Rishonim have three categories of pasa babikisnin. What are they? So the first type is what we would call calzone, right? Or a pie. But I don't like pie because pie already indicates that it's a pie crust, which is not really true, right? So it's a bread base, and then you have a lot of additives. You have some sweet stuff that you've added in there, and you've created what? Hamantaschen is also not a good example because it's not a bread hamantaschen. You know, it's more of a pot pie, but instead of putting chicken and vegetables in there, you're putting pie filling in there, right, or something like that. So that's type number one, pasa babikisnin, make a barbe nimzah. Then you have type two, pasa babikisnin, which we call cake, where you add a lot of additives into the dough. That's a machlokas between the mechaber and the ramah. How many added ingredients turn a hamotzi into a mizonos? Meaning, how much sugar, how much tavlin, how much additives makes it into? So that everybody agrees that this is that if you have it has to be enough that you can taste it. It has to be enough that you can taste the difference, right? But how much is enough to taste the difference? So the Mechaber says, as long as you can taste the additives, it's not like a water challah or a sourdough where it's mamish bread, then the Mechaber would say it's Mizonos. So Sfardim have a lower threshold for which they would make Mizonos over than Ashkenazim, let's say. However, the Ramah argues and he says, no, you really got to taste the sweetness. It's got to be that it turned it from a piece of bread into something else. Right? So that's why if you're at a Sfardi home, generally speaking, they're gonna use water challah or some other type of very bread-like challah, and Ashkenazim will make do with egg challah and with sweeter challahs, right? That's the machlokes mechaber in the Rama. And then the third type of possible bikistan is crackers. And here, you also have a machlokes between Sfardim and Ashkenazim, because Sfardim will make a mizonos because of this third type possible bikistan. If they have Ashkenazi matzahs, which are, you know, crackers essentially, just much bigger, they will make a mizonos on a cracker, on a piece of matzah all year round, except on Pesach, but where it's the bread of the day, so they'll make a hamotzi on Pesach. But Ashkenazim, because we make a hamotzi on matzah on Pesach, we make a hamotzi all year round. But it actually will matter the size of the cracker. I mean, if you buy something called matzah crackers, which they do sell, you buy a matzah cracker, it'll say not for Pesach on it. Some of them are for Pesach, some of them not for Pesach. Right, so you buy a matzah cracker, everybody would hold you make a mizonos on that. It's the exact same thing, it's just smaller. Yeah, but really crackers would generally be possible the kistin, and that's the way we do it. Okay, so those are your three types of possible the kistin. So method number one is, you have to look at every individual food. Is it the type of food that you would, that fits into these three categories? Does it have a filling, right? Number two, is it a lot of added ingredients and sweetness to the dough? Number three, is it a crunchy cracker, you know, that you would just eat as a snack? Those are the three categories. And what fits in, what doesn't fit in, is going to determine whether you make hamotzi or mizonos. That is the standard approach of the Taz Nevog and Avram. And based on that, one could argue that pizza is mizonos. Right? Because pizza could be the first type of possible bikistin. It's a bread dough. The dough is just regular bread. And we then take a filling or a topping and we add a lot of sauce and cheese on top. So then it's gonna be mizonos, right? Problem is that maybe even the Shulchan Aruch would disagree. I didn't give you the sources, but maybe even the Shulchan Aruch would disagree, because they talk about a discussion in between the Taz and the Magen Avram. What bracha would you make on a pashtida, right? On a type of calzone that had meat inside, right? So meat calzone, Magen Avram paskins would be hamotzi. So l'chora pizza would be similar to a meat calzone, in the sense that it's you're filling it up not with pie filling, you're filling it up with foods that are meal foods. So therefore, you have the issue of what bracha pizza really is. But at the very least, if you're taking the strict definitions of pasav bekistin, you could argue that pizza is mizonos, unless you're eating a whole meal of pizza, in which kuli alma lo pligi, it's hamotzi. Right? So how much is a whole meal? So we talked that, generally speaking, I'd say two slices and something. Two slices and a drink, two slices and a fries, right? I think most humans think that's a meal. Maybe three slices. So that's the standard approach to what you do if you have pizza, right? Okay, so that is methodology number one. Methodology number two is the approach of what the Bir Halacha quotes from the Maimer Mordechai, which I like to refer to as the approach of the Nesiva Samishpat in the Siddur Derech HaChaim. I just read this article this morning from the article that I clipped it, that I clipped that thing on the Makorah sheet, was from an article from Rav Yitzchak Mordechai Rubin. So I forgot who it was. I googled the name quickly and I remembered who it was. He's the author of the excellent Sfarim Orchos Shabbos, and even before that, the excellent Sefer Mari Cohen, similar to Orchos Shabbos, Baman Hachos Nida. It happens to be, if you don't have those Sfarim and you're ever interested in knowing something about Orchos Shabbos or Orchos Nida, those are great places to go. So a fantastic author of excellent Sfarim, and I think he's a big posek in Har Nof also. So he's is a top quality Talmud Chacham. So he assesses, he wants to say that this approach of the Maamar Mordechai and the Nesivos is also the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, and it's also the, he wants to say it's the approach of the Rashba, and he tries to bring rayas that a lot of the things that we do are based on this approach, even though we don't necessarily know it. Okay, so that's, you can read the article, it happens to be a fascinating article, it's an easy read, but okay, take it or leave it. What is the approach? The approach is very simple. The whole machlokus in the Rishonim, what's pas abba b'kistin and what's pas, is only in terms of learning Gemara. All we're arguing about is learning Gemara. When the Gemara says, what's pas abba b'kistin, so they're trying to figure out, this is what it means, that's what it means. But no one is arguing what gets a hamotzi and what gets a mezonos. All the Rishonim agree that things that are meal foods get a hamotzi, and things that are snack foods get a mezonos. And that's why you find this weird psak of the Shulchan Aruch. V'halacha kedivrei kulam, we paskin like all the days. What do you mean all the days? Who ever heard of such a thing? So the Taz, Magen Avram, and other Chashuv Achronim, just for the record, say that it's a Suffolk Brachas Lahakil thing. It's a Suffolk Brachas Lahakil where the Mechaber doesn't know which one is Mezonos, which one is Hamotzi, so he's lenient in all three, and he just says, make the more inclusive Bracha, which is Mezonos. That's what he's doing. So really, there are strict definitions to what's Mezonos, what's Hamotzi, and we're makel, you know, where we make the more inclusive bracha. That's approach number one. The Nesivos and the other Achronim say no. It's just meal foods versus snack foods. All these examples going on are just trying to figure out what did the Gemara mean when they said possible they kissed them. But nobody ever argued. Nobody ever argued meal food. You know that these meal foods would get a hamotzi. Okay. This is the background through which we could deal with a lot of these ambiguous foods and to know what bracha to make on them. So the number one nafkamina, so we'll try to work out, in case I forget, try to work out nafkamina is in terms of what you make hamotzi on versus mezonos. We'll also try to work on nafkaminas from what they call mezonos bread. And then nafkamina, do you make a mezonos on cake for dessert? Okay, I think those are the three main things to try to clarify. So number one, meal foods versus snack foods, right? So I said yesterday at the end of this year, whatever bracha you're going to make on pizza, you're going to make the opposite bracha on a hot pretzel. Right? That's a good mnemonic device. So why do we say that? Because pizza is perhaps possible to kiss in according to the strict definitions. And whenever we say what bracha you make on pizza, we mean what bracha do you make on one slice of pizza, one bite of pizza, right? If you're the guy doing the taste test. So what bracha do you make on one bite of pizza? Is it a hamotzi or is it a mezonos? So if you say it's meal foods versus snack foods, the metzias nowadays is pizza is a meal food. It's not a snack. You don't think, like, I could have a cookie or I could have a slice of pizza. Nobody thinks like that, right? So it's a meal food. So if you say, like the Taz Mamug and Avram, maybe pizza is mezonos. And if you say, like the Nesivos, pizza is definitely hamotzi. Now, what's the flip side of that? Hot pretzels. Hot pretzels are just bread in a different shape. Now, we're familiar with bread in a different shape in terms of possible b'kisnin. That's the third type of possible b'kisnin, crackers. Right, so don't tell me, well, oh, just because you change the shape, that doesn't, it definitely changes something to change the shape, right? But the question is, how much does it change it? So bread in a different shape, like the shape of a pretzel, so you definitely turned it from a meal food to a snack food. Pretzel, you eat a pretzel at the ball game to, you know, as a snack, to what, you know, to, as a secondary activity for whatever you're doing, or something like that, you go to a carnival, you go to an amusement park, whatever it is, you want to have a hot pretzel. So there, if you say that it's meal foods versus snack foods, you make a mezonos on the pretzel, just like you'd make a hamotzi on the pizza. If you say that it's strict definitions, right? So then, you make a mezonos on the pizza, maybe, and you definitely make a hamotzi on the hot pretzel. So you're always going to make the opposite bracha between pizza and hot pretzels, depending on which approach you accept. So far, so good? What about a pretzel bun? So we started off saying pretzel bun, That's how motzi l'kulei alma. If you go with the strict definitions, it's bread. It's just flour and water, right? If you go with meal food versus snack food, it's not a snack. Say it's a bun. It's meant to be eaten in a meal. And therefore, pretzel, challah, pretzel buns, definitely a motzi. Right? So far, so good? I know I'm being annoying, but I keep asking, but I don't want there to be any confusion. Right? So, okay. So next, what about Taco Tuesday? Taco Tuesday, so we have the hard tortillas. Not bad, but not as good as the soft tortillas. So if you look at the soft tortillas, I think it's the brand is it's a firm brand. So it's, I think it's the Pas Yisrael brand. So if you look at the bag, it says whenever you have a Hema Shashkacha, they always tell you what bracha to make on the thing. So I think at more than 50% of the time, they're correct. So hopefully they're better at telling you whether the food's kosher than knowing what bracha to make on it. So on the thing it says, and also by the way, this applies to tortillas and wraps. What bracha to make on a wrap? Right? So if you're just gonna, so it says on the tortilla, the bracha is mazonos. Okay? They're not lying. The wrap itself is probably not bread. It's debatable at least. But the way you're, so if you were just gonna take out a wrap and eat the wrap, maybe it would be mazonos. I think that would be subject to this machlokas. It's probably like some additional ingredients, some oil in there, and some other things that make it not pure bread. And it's not normal to sit there and eat a meal where a wrap is the ikar kriya suda is a wrap. So you're not going to, so if you're just going to take out, so that might be subject to machlokas, meal foods versus snack foods. Maybe if you say meal foods versus snack foods, the wrap itself is still going to be hamotzi because nobody eats these wraps just stand as a snack. Or maybe you could say you're eating it in such a mudna way that it's that's still mazonos because it's not like something people don't, it's just not normal to just sit there and eat a wrap or a soft tortilla. Right? But if you're gonna eat it the way, if you're gonna eat it the way most people eat it, with a bunch of taco meat inside or beans or whatever, you're gonna fill it up, then kuleyama lo pligi, it's gonna be hamotzi. Because you're exactly doing what the Mishnah Berurah talked about. You're substituting the mizonos food, quote unquote mizonos food, for the hamotzi that you would normally eat in a meal. So if you're gonna eat a full meal of tacos, so it's true that the robe of the taco is the filling, but still, it's just like eating a sandwich where you say, well, I'm just eating, let's say you have a double burger with a bun. So if you would substitute two pieces of cake for the bun, as gross as that is, you'd still wash the bench on that. Because that's the way a meal of burgers is eaten. And thus, you would make a hamotzi on the wraps, you'd make a hamotzi on the taco, on the soft tortilla, regardless of whether the bracha on the actual tortilla or wrap, when eaten alone, is mizonos or hamotzi. So I don't think there's very big suffix what bracha to make on a wrap or a taco in a bread tortilla or a bread wrap, unless you're just eating one bite of it, right? But if you're being koveya suda on it, like 99% of humanity does, then you're going to make a hamotzi on that. Right? If you're just eating one bite, then maybe you could argue you'd have to look at the ingredients. It would be subject to the two approaches. Right? If you look at the ingredients and it says lots of oil and fruit juice and all these other things, you could suggest that it's mizonos. But probably not, because I don't think that's what's in it. But you have to look at the ingredients and see what's in it. But if you say like the Nesivus's approach, then it doesn't matter what's in it. It's a meal food, and it's like eating one slice of pizza, where it's going to be hamotzi regardless. So far, so good? Okay. So Taco Tuesday and wraps are basically hamotzi, with a possibility for mizonos if you're only eating one bite, and you hold that way, but then you're washing on hot pretzels. Okay. So what was the other nafkamina? Mizonos bread. Okay, so I thought this was hilarious. I was on the Otzer HaChachma, and I saw that Dirshu Mishnah Brura quoted the Sefer Chut Shani. Chut Shani is Rav Nissen Karelitz. So I looked at the Maariv Makom, and I just thought this was hilarious. In the middle of the Sefer Chut Shani and Hilchos Brachos, one of the pages, page Kuf Nun Gimel, is this like Pashkevil, or it's this Kol Kore that they put out. It's very, I don't know, you don't find this inside most Svarim, where you have like these signed letters. So it's a Kol Kore from Yud Tamuz Tavshin Samach Beis, from the Beis Orav, Rav Shmuel Levi Vosner. It's a Rav Vosner and Rav Nissen Karelitz signed on this idea. Three reasons why Mizonos bread is not Mizonos. Right? I still have yet to find the guy who holds Mizonos bread is Mizonos. I think they blame the Minchas Yitzchak for it. Minchas Yitzchak was Dayan Weiss. He was the posek for the Eidah Haredis in the 1980s. And he has a lot of very nice tshuvas, but anybody I've ever read, spoken to, they all say the same thing. Mizonos bread is hamotzi. And so let me explain why Mizonos bread is hamotzi. Also, Rav Rubin in this article basically says Mizonos bread is hamotzi. So here's the basic reason. If you say the approach of the Nesivos, there's nothing to talk about. What do you have here? You have a piece of bread, right? So it's a piece of bread, so you're not going to be making a mizonos on a piece of bread. I can tell you that there's really apple juice in there. Who cares? It's a piece of bread. End of story. No more discussion. Right? Meal foods versus snack foods, it's a meal food. It's hamotzi. Right? Now let's say you say, okay, but who says we paskin like that approach? Maybe we paskin like the Taz Lamang and Rambam, standard approach. So this is, they'll make the dough with apple juice instead of water. Right? That's the trick that they use to make it into a mizonos. So first of all, if you remember, we said that the Ramah says that you really have to taste the additional flavor in the dough. Nobody tastes apple juice in that dough. If you tasted apple juice in the dough, you wouldn't have a problem what bracha to make on it, because you wouldn't make any bracha, because no one would eat it. So it's a mizonos bread. Taste anything like bread, then you defeated the purpose of mizonos bread. You have to taste the flavor of the mizonos in order to change it. So they'll say, that's true. I think this is this is what they say in the name of the Minchas Yitzchak. I don't want to say for sure because I didn't read it inside. That's only if there's a decent amount of apple juice. But if the whole thing is apple juice, they didn't use any water. So then already you can't say that it's bread. That's the argument. I'm saying, that's not what the poskim say. The poskim say, right, so that's Aleph in this Kol Kore from the Dayanim in B'nai Brak, which is the whole idea is that you turned it into a piece of cake. You didn't turn it into a piece of cake. So he says, just the opposite. We eat them instead of bread. So the same guy, you're going to say, the same guy would eat a mizonos roll. He's going to take two pieces of babka, and he's going to put a piece of pastrami inside two pieces of babka. He's going to take a burger and put it inside two pieces of sponge cake. There's no such thing. The whole idea is that it should be instead of bread. So that's a raya that you did not transform it into a piece of cake with your magic apple juice. So you didn't do anything. So that's possibility number one, right? Possibility number two, he says, okay, let's pretend you're right. Let's pretend you're right, and you did transform it into... number two is basically, he says, that even within the Ramah, you wouldn't have succeeded. Number three, I messed up the way they say it. Number one, they say maybe the halacha is like the Nesivos, that it's meal foods versus snack foods, and this is a meal food. They said, number two, let's say this, you turned it into a piece of cake by making it only with made peiros, but it's not cake. You have to taste it. You have to taste the fact that it's a mizonos roll, and therefore, you don't taste this. And number three, even if, lo yitzur, everything you said was correct, still, everybody eats it. The whole idea of a mizonos roll is that you're going to eat it b'derech kviyas suda. So what are you going to do? You're going to be on the airplane. The whole idea is the airplane, you don't want to have to get up to wash. So you buy the, I don't know, you guys buy the Mahadran Ashkacha on the airplane? right? I was by the very frum. I ate by the Mahadran Ashkafa on the airplane. What am I eat that tarfus that everybody else is eating? So I buy the Mahadran Ashkafa, and the Mahadran Ashkafa comes with a mezonis roll, right? It says this: the roll is mezonis. The same guy who told me that my food is kosher, not like everybody else on the plane, right? But the same guy says that bracha is mezonos on the roll. So I don't know. Maybe the food's, he probably knows that looks some kashrus. And I don't know what the motivation behind the mezonos bread is, but whatever. Anyway, so let's assume for argument's sake, he's right about the kashrus. He's not right about the mezonos bread, right? Because, if you're going to eat that bread, so that the eitzah that they give is, let's assume that he's right, that it's basically a piece of cake. So what you do is eat the whole meal, whatever, eat the airplane food, and then at the end say, now I'm having dessert, right? I'm going to have a piece of cake for dessert. So you take out the mezonos roll, and you make a mezonos on your dessert, and then you eat the dessert. That's the only eitzah, because otherwise, what are you, you're just being kovei suda on it anyway. So that's the eitzah they give for the mezonos bread on the plane. But really, it's not mezonos. But that's the only way you can look at it. Problem is, there's a whole line of kosher bread. They make hot dog and hamburger buns called mezonos maven. Mezonos maven hot dog and hamburger buns. So there, even if you're the staunchest advocate for mezonos bread there is, you're never going to make a mezonos on it. Because the only way you eat it, nobody's going to sit there and be like, oh, you know what I can really go for right now? That a hot dog bun. Like, I don't think that's ever been said besides by me. So and right now, not even in normal context, right? So you're not going to make a mezonos on a hot dog bun ever, because the whole thing is you only eat it with a hot dog inside, and that's a kriya suda. So what are we talking about here? The entire name is a misnomer, right? That the idea of mezonos hot dog and hamburger buns is based on a fallacy. So it's weird. I don't know. It's a really bad job by whoever named that company. So you go into these stores in Meir Sharim, and they'll have these wrapped up tuna and egg salad sandwiches that say Berchasa Mezonos, but that's the Charit. Like, I don't know who the Dayanim on that particular Bezdin are that are saying this, but the if you would take off the bun and eat it separately as a piece of cake, maybe, but not as it's constituted, it's not a Mezonos. L'kulei Alma. So it's very, very strange why they do this. Anyway, one last nafkamina I want to throw in there was the bracha on dessert, right? So let's assume for argument's sake that we go like the poskim will say you always make a bracha on dessert. I think there are poskim say that nowadays you don't make a bracha on dessert, but I think most poskim assume you do make a bracha on dessert. What if the dessert is cake? So that's another nafkamina between these two approaches. The Mishnah Brura says you don't make a bracha on cake for dessert. The logic being, the whole reason we make a mezonos on different types of possible bekisnin is that it's a suffik bracha slahakil. Maybe this is hamotzi, maybe this is mezonos. That's going with the approach of the Taz, the Mug, and Avram, that the reason we make mezonos on all three types of possible bekisnin is suffik bracha slahakil. So now you're going to eat this for dessert, but maybe it's bread. Might be cake, might be bread. We don't know, because it's one of the three types of possible bekisnin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a suffik, whether this is just another piece of bread or whether this is cake, you're not going to make a bracha at the end of the meal. That's the logic of not making a bracha on cake at the end of the meal for dessert. But if you hold like the deceivers, that's not why we make a mezonos on cake. We make a mezonos on cake is because it's a snack food, not a meal food. So then if you're having a cake and you're ready full from the meal, you just want to enjoy the flavor of the cake, so then you would make a mezonos on cake for dessert. Okay, if you have any specific questions, I think if you apply these klalim, you still have a decision to make in terms of where you want to start from, but I think if you apply these klalim, it will serve you well. When you're trying to figure out what bracha to make on most of these types of situations. Anyway, have a great day, guys.